Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening. YouTube and Blog Talk Radio. At least I'm guessing that we have YouTube. I see Blog Talk is actually running. It's telling me YouTube, which it does this frequently. Tells me that it's private or it's not live, and then we have to go hunt it down. There we go. I think I'm finding it. There, I see ya. Hello, hello. Good evening. Richard and Sunday waiting here for us. Thank you for being here. Love you guys. So, we have had a couple of serious days here. But we're back. Well, at least I'm back. Pastor will hopefully be waking up here a little bit because he's going to be taking off out on the road again. We got home about 2 o'clock today. And he wants to be driving again by 8. So, my. So I hope you guys have all had good the past couple of days. We've missed some of our programming, which we hate it when that happens. But here we are, and we are going to try to finish up our study with John Bevere on the bait of Satan. Because it's such an amazing series. And then when we knew we didn't have signal yesterday to be able to stream our program yesterday, we at least wanted to try to play Dr. Barclay's program because this was a neat thing. He was teaching on unforgiveness and offense and how to get it and keep it out of your life because it's damaging to you. It was a really, really good message, but we didn't even have a signal enough to be able to do that. So we probably will at some point be playing that one too because it fits in with what we were teaching and then we started the Bait of Satan series with John Bevere. So we'll probably see that message too at some point because it was just really good and it's just so very important to keep those things out of your life. And it is a challenging, it may be one of the most challenging things in our Christian life to keep offense out and unforgiveness, especially when people, the same people that sometimes you've forgiven them and gotten things stopped and then they'll just keep coming back after you too. And to not defend yourself so that God will avenge you for them, it can be a serious challenge in keeping your heart right. So anyways, that's what all of this is about. We had kind of a serious time Friday night, actually. Pastor, well, he's been having problems with the semi off and on again. We've had this severe opposition with it. And then by Friday night, he knew he couldn't drive it anymore the way it was. And one of the mechanics from here, thank God for wonderful people. He told Pastor, after you get done driving Friday night, bring it here. And we're talking, 10, 11 o'clock at night. He took in the semi and looked at it and figured out what the codes were and some of it was parts from when we had the engine rebuilt. Anyways, long story short, we don't need all those details. Saturday morning, we had to get up and run our semi to Billings, Montana, which is about 5 hours away from us, to drop it off and pick up another truck for us to use while he's done. And then by the time we got back, we had like 15 minutes when we hit Williston before he had to be signed on to start his next shift again, so he didn't even have time to bring Ripley and I home. So we stayed in the truck with him and just kept driving, and we kept thinking at some point, you know, he'd be able to get the call to get us back here to Williston, which we don't mind driving in the truck. We go with him, you know, as often as we can, you know, because we like it. He likes riding in the big truck too with Dad. And so anyways, that wasn't that big of a deal other than we just weren't prepared for that. But then we thought at some point in time, you know, he'd be able to bring us back. Well, then we wound up on a well site yesterday. All of my days are run together. I think it was yesterday, yes, because then we didn't have signal coming home from Montana Saturday night. And then we were going to do our program yesterday, and we wound up stuck in this well site for 5 hours. We couldn't go anywhere. We were just stuck there, and we had one bar of signal, so we could do, you know, some things. We could text. And we did start, we opened up the program, I think, for a little bit, but it took us out like shortly afterwards, and we couldn't even stream. Like I said, he thought we would at least stream Dr. Barclay's program, and we didn't have enough signal to do that even. And then we didn't have the program this morning. We finally made it back here about 2 o'clock this afternoon. So here we are. So, thank you guys for your love and your patience in all of this. So anyways, we're going to try to finish up John Bevere's messages tonight. And that's that. So I'm going to get us started so that we have time to finish them, because I think we were on message 8, or we were getting ready to start. Let me look. I hadn't even had a chance to do that. Oh, no, we did see 8. Okay, so we've got 9, 10, 11, and 12 to do tonight. So that's a little bit better. That's only 4 instead of the 5. That's good. So I'll have to get that advanced. So, okay, I'm going to get us started. We love you guys. Thank you for being here. We'll talk to you again at the end of the program. We'll do communion together. And Pastor may pop in before he takes off out the door again. I'm not sure. But either way, I will be back at the end of the program so we can do communion together and talk about what we learned or what new things came to our remembrance as we were studying this. So here we go. I'm sharing. Oh, I don't need to share that screen. I need to share my phone. I feel like we're so used to being in contact with you guys. I feel like we're like, you know, completely out of contact and in foreign territory here after not being with you guys. We miss you. Okay, I had this set up for part 8, but I'm going to have to advance it. So in the beginning, after we get started, that's what will be happening. So here we go. Oops, let me get my video stopped. And that's just our old cat yowling in the background because he's still really mad at us for being gone for days. Advance to the next one. Here we go. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. have bind every destructive force involved in whatever situation or emergency we have both committed to overcome. And I cast you out, destructive force, into outer darkness, and you may never return to them or any other again. And I speak life and life more abundantly to everyone involved in my situation or affected by it.
My goodness, what a word. So there are times that offense is appropriate, but it's better to not offend or cause a weaker or less a person with less understanding to stumble. Oh my goodness. Such good word. And can you imagine 80,000 people in Indonesia at their church? Wow, the hunger these people have is just amazing. Father, build that hunger in all of us. Okay, here we go. Next part. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, so much in that one too, wasn't there? You know, when he was talking about we categorize sin, which we naturally do, and our categories change sometimes too, depending on what we've experienced in our own lives, and we just need to realize sin is sin is sin. Other than the sins that affect others, like he said, I don't mean other than, but we need to look seriously at the sins that people accept. And it involves other people, like gossip, which not only affects the people, it is, like he said, sowing discord among the brethren. Jesus is trying to build unity in his church, the ecclesia, and that is one of the most serious and most easily accepted ways of destroying that unity of any other sin that I can think of. So boy, if you know anybody in your life that is a gossiper, do not play into any of it. Don't listen to them. That's the best thing that shuts down a gossiper, is if you even saying the words, that's gossip, and walk away and refuse to listen to it. Just don't be any part of it, because that really is one that blatantly, and it's so accepted by people, even though you know that it's destroyed. And we talked about this not too long ago, that even in the church, they'll use the excuse of, for the sake of praying, we're going to gossip about these people. Well, that's just wrong. And that is just an excuse to give you leeway to sin. And it's not right on any level. You do not have to share somebody's personal information in order to pray for him. And I know we talked about that before. He talked about people that boycott. Now this is something that triggered with me too, because I will not support places that are openly promoting abomination to God. Like some of we have some pretty big name places that, well, I'm just going to say right now, whether they take this down or not, Target promoting Satanism. I will not ever buy another thing from Target. Now, I know there are no sin-free businesses. We're all here. We are all sinners, and you're not going to find that. But this is where the discernment comes in. We need to pray to God for discernment about the decisions we make concerning those things, because, you know, the Bible teaches us to abstain even from the appearance of evil. So if you're supporting a place that is promoting Satanism, that's just not good. We need to start picking and not promoting those types of things. This is why every business on earth needs to be owned by Christians. And that should just be our goal, that we don't have to worry about this. We've given them way too much power on this earth, you know, to promote things that are not godly. Anyways, that's my own thought, but it really isn't. God told us, take dominion until I come. So, and that would be taking dominion, the Christians taking over. So, and that is something that Pastor and I do endeavor to do in our business work. So we try, if there is any way to promote a Christian business, or if there are Christian things that we can support, we will do that. I know I've told you before, we have changed our banking accounts over to a Christian organization. We're in the process of going to Patriot Mobile with our phone services, because they're the only conservative Christian owned wireless phone service. So we're going to be switching to them. And there's just a number of things that you need to start seeking those things out, or it's a good thing to seek those things out. But anyways, yes, we're never going to find a sin-free owned or operated place to shop at here on earth, because we're all sinners. We've all come short of the glory of God. However, not promoting and supporting those places that are openly promoting the abominations of God, that's a whole different story too. And when he was talking about giving people a vision of hell, Dr. Barclay prays frequently for people. He will pray, actually, Father, give them 5 minutes in hell and it will change their life. So that is not a bad thing to pray for somebody, especially if you have tried and they just have put up those walls and they don't want to hear anything you have to say. Father, give them a vision, or give them 5 minutes of hell that will change their life for you. That's not a wrong thing to pray if that's what it takes to save them. And God's will is that everyone be saved. So that's what I got out of this section or this session. So now we're going to go to 11. You guys are welcome to type in anything else that stood out to you too. And I'd like to be able to type back. I saw Juliana was here. Welcome, Juliana. And Tracy, you came in too after we got started. And Rebecca, love you guys. So glad to have you here. And I'm not ignoring you, Juliana. I've just been banned from being able to comment on YouTube. I keep thinking one of these days they're going to let me back on. But as of yet, they haven't. So anyways, I'm glad to see you're here with us. So here we go. Now, part 11. Yep, part 11. Thank you. Oh my goodness. So let go of the banana before Satan lops you on the head with a ball bat. Oh my. Isn't that the truth? Oh my. And you know, this is another thing as he was talking, I was thinking so many times, especially with our little ones, how we've taught them to be offended. I remember so many times in my life younger that people would do something and I would be telling someone else about it and I was just kind of gave into it. And then that person would be like, you don't have to put up with that. Don't let them run over you like that. And then I was like, oh, yeah, you're right, I don't. So be careful to not let other people stir you up to be offended purposefully, too. So many good things. Father God, give us a discernment in all of these to know when to stand and when to what were the words, that verse that he just read, and it escaped me just that quickly, but being willing to be flexible, what is the word? Anyways, that's what I grabbed out of this one. Can't wait to hear this next one. Here we go. Willing to yield, that's what it was. Here we go. I'm going to go to the next one.
Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, I'm so grateful to you for what you have given me this last couple of days. I've recognized your voice within your circle, and I've heard your life, and I've realized I'm the one that's wrong. I've sinned. I've justified it, harboring my offense because of what was done to me. And I realize, after hearing truth, I am wrong. Lord, I ask your forgiveness. I sinned against you by not forgiving. Tonight I repent of my sin, and I renounce the sin of unforgiveness, of offense, and of bitterness, and of all resentment. I ask you, Lord, to cleanse me with your blood. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. Even now, I receive, Father, fill my heart. I forgive. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you. I ask you now to fill me afresh with Holy Spirit. Shed abroad your love afresh in my heart, my life, let it consume me. In Jesus' name, thank you for it. Thank you. Thank you.
So, wow, and I love that ending, and I did too. I did too. Let me get this unshared here. What an amazing message, isn't it? You know, I oftentimes think about Jesus when he was on the cross, and he said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And that is exactly it. I think how many times in our lives, I hear people say it all the time, and I know I've said it over and over. If you could go back and redo things in your life, wow, the things that you would change. At the time, they were justifiable actions, or, you know, for somehow they made sense at in the moment, but it was because we didn't have the understanding that we do now. So if we ourselves can say, if I could go back and change that, I didn't know what I was doing at the time, fully understand what I was doing. We have to give that same grace to other people in our lives too. And like just what Jesus said, they know not what they're doing. And that truly is, they did not understand the full impact of what they were doing or have full understanding like God does. And so we just have to give that grace to other people because we've all been in that position. Wow, wow, what a message. Every time, and you know, I had gotten the Bait of Satan book many years ago. And just like the man he talked about on the program, that he said, I got that book, and once he started reading it, could not put it down. And I was the same way. I think maybe once or twice I took breaks in, and not for very long. It was like to sleep or do something. we'll probably go to work. But I was so taken in by that book. It was like, oh my goodness, all of these subtle things that the enemy traps us with that we don't even realize it has happened. And that really, really brought it to light. And then seeing these video series go over or go back and watch them over and over and over again until you have, you know, yourself in the place where you know you need to be, and continually remember that God can avenge us so much better. And I know John talked about this earlier in the teachings too. God can avenge us so much better than anything we could ever do. And he will prepare us a meal in the presence of our enemies. Oh my goodness, he can do it up better than we can. But we have to give him place to do that. We've got to let go of all of our meditation of this is what's going to happen, and I want so-and-so to say this so I can respond like that. And you know, you kind of try to set up your own scenarios of things happening. We have to let go of that and give God place, because otherwise he has a plan together. But if we still have our own plans or thoughts or meditations in the process too, we're very prone to mess up what he already is, you know, having in the works. And yeah, we totally could influence what he already has laid out for us that is way better than we have. So we have to let go of it. And the pastor and I were just talking about this while we were riding around in the truck too. The whole process of, at first, when you're in the process of forgiving, you may not feel any of that. The first thing you have to do is choose that you will not pursue the person. You'll not try to take revenge out yourself. You give up every right to do that, every right to go after them to make things right. And you won't feel like it at first necessarily. Now, there may be cases where, you know, God grabs that second of that second in time where he can get in there and free you of all of that immediately. Most generally, you don't feel that release right away. It's a decision, and you still don't feel the forgiveness. You don't feel the love. You don't feel like you want to let go of this. So it's just purely a decision that I will not try to do anything to hurt them. I won't say anything against them. I won't try to cause any bad influence in their life. I'm not going to try to avenge myself to them in any way. That decision you make, and then you start praying about the rest until it comes. And for me, like I said, a huge thing is realizing that there are parts of all of our lives that we wish we could go back and do differently if we knew better. And Jesus said, they know not what they do. So we have to offer that grace too. So, wow, what powerful messages. I think we could start all over again. I want to mention too, Pastor had said before we want to do the Revelation series again. He was hoping we were going to get it done before Thanksgiving, but that came up much too quickly. I'm thinking it may wind up being after the beginning of the year. He could try to fit it in December. I'm not sure. But anyways, there is the syllabus that goes along with that, with the Revelation series. It's a really nice study guide, and I'd grab one if there was one near me. But it's a study guide. It has button. We'll go over for each thing. There's plenty of room to write your own notes, you know, for your own understanding in it. But they're $35 unless we wind up getting 10 or more of them. I know we're going to be ordering 3 so far. it goes down a little bit, but it's not very much, you know, a couple of dollars. So just plan on the $35 if anyone wants those. You know, you're more than welcome to take your own notes in your own books always. But if you'd like the pre-written syllabus, let us know as quickly as possible. We'll probably be ordering them here, I would say within the next week or so, because we want to make sure we have them back in time, and I don't know how long it will take to get them. So that's the syllabus for the Revelation series with Dr. Sutton that we'll be doing. We typically do that. I keep thinking that we had done it. I'll have to go back and look. At the beginning of the year is when we had done it before, but Pastor was thinking it was it was at the end of the year. But anyways, it doesn't matter. We'll be doing it sometime soon. We'll probably be ordering the syllabuses soon. So let's do communion, take our communion together. If there is anyone with us tonight or in the future that sees this video, that you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please make that decision. The very fact that you're here watching this video means that God is calling you. You are feeling that pull toward him. You do not need to be a Bible scholar. You do not have to be, you know, the perfect religious Christian, whatever it is that you have in your mind that you have to have your life in perfect order before you can do that. No. You don't go into kindergarten with a college education already behind you. You go into kindergarten and begin to learn. That is this process with Jesus. He receives you as you are, and then Holy Spirit will help bring understanding and learning to you as you go. This whole process of life is a process of growing closer to God and learning as we go, and we're all learning together. We'll continue to learn even into heaven. We're going to learn so much more there. But yes, this is a learning process, so please don't feel like you have to have anything in perfect order before you make the decision to do that. If you have questions, please get a hold of us. Our contact information is in the notes in YouTube at the end of every program. We also have a website. It's called SamuelJCottle.com, and it's the Community of Faith webpage. Our contact information is there too. You can contact Pastor or I. We're so happy to answer any questions that you've had about this. There is no reason to wait any longer, and there's every reason to make that decision now for Jesus, because he could come back at any second, and you do not want to be left on this earth once the church has been removed. So please make that decision now, and then you know you have a place in the rapture and a place in heaven. Everything else will come together for you after that. It is that vital. It's that important. So what we're going to do right now, while everyone goes to get your grape juice or crackers or bread, or if you have to improvise with something else, that's fine too. We will bless and sanctify what we're using for our communion elements in general, out of reverence to Jesus and what he did with the disciples. It's good to keep grape juice and either bread or crackers on hand specifically for your communion time. So, but in a pinch, you can use whatever. We bless it, we sanctify it, and we know what we're doing this for. So I'm going to read the verses out of scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and we're going to start at verse 23. That is when Jesus and the disciples had the Last Supper or communion together. I'll read these verses, and then I'm going to share our screen, and I'll put up on the screen our prayer of salvation. So you can pray that right from wherever you are. Pray it out loud from the very depths of your heart. And after you've prayed this prayer, you will have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You'll be born again. Or saved. They both mean the same thing, born again or saved. And then your new life begins, and then you're welcome to take communion with us. And then after we do that, I will also put up the communion prayers. We'll pray over the bread and receive it, and then pray over the juice and receive that together too. And the prayers will be on the screen so you can actually read them out loud. We can read them together. Come the way you are. He will meet you where you are. Amen, Tracy. Amen, Tracy. It's so good to see you guys here. I love to see the conversation over there on YouTube. It's wonderful. All right, and our sister Phyllis is not with us tonight. She has gone on her Thanksgiving holiday already with family, and she's going to meet her new great-great-granddaughter, I believe, for the first time. I think she flew out today, so she'll not be with us. But here we're coming up on our Thanksgiving so quickly here. Oh, my goodness. So I hope everybody's plans are coming together well. We very possibly may be traveling, so we'll keep you updated on what programs we'll be able to be here for, or, well, you know, some many. We've done many, many, many on the road, and we'll do some from Michigan, too, but there may be hit and miss in there some places, but we'll keep you updated as we go. And so here we go, reading the communion verses again, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting with verse 23. Here we go. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death or his redemptive work, until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. And that's what that means by drinking in an unworthy manner. You're just doing it for something to do, for the tradition of, you know, this is what happens and this is what we do, not realizing we were sinners. We need a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior, and this is his body and blood. He died to save us, and this is why we're doing this, is in reverence and remembrance of what he did. So that's what that means by judging yourself. So I'm going to right now share the screen, and I'm going to put up the prayer of salvation. And please pray this out loud from the very depths of your heart. This will change your life here and your eternity. And like we say all the time, even if you've prayed this 100 times before, it's always good to pray it again. It's a wonderful, refreshing to our spirits and souls to pray it again. So here we go, a prayer of salvation. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and that you died for me and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life and make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we say welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Please get a hold of us. Let us know you've made this decision and help us to bring understanding. Any questions you have, we have thousands of videos that if you need understanding on different things, we can send you the links to those videos. They're all free. They're all on the internet, but they'll definitely help your growth. And we're here every day of the week. As I say that, I'm thinking, okay, we've missed the last couple of days because we had incidences go on in our life. But generally, we're here 7 days a week at some point in time. We're here every morning for a prayer program. And then, of course, our Bible study every night, Monday through Saturday. And then on Sunday, we have a program at 11 o'clock that's an hour of faith and communion, which by the time Pastor gets done, it's a couple of hours of faith and communion. But we're here every day, so please join us always. This is a wonderful, wonderful family of believers. They're a great support for you, and we have an actual messenger thread. We call it the Community of Faith Family thread, where we can communicate with each other even during the day. If anybody needs prayer, has questions, you know, if you're baking a cake and have a cool recipe, it's just a good way for us all to communicate together. So get a hold of us, and if you want to be a part of that, we have a thread that we play worship music every day from 5 to 6 Central Standard Time, so that we can all, if you want to listen to that worship music, so we're all listening to the same worship music at the same time too. But the biggest thing is to remember to have worship as part of our everyday life. It is so, so, so vital to our Father. So anyways, all of that being said, please contact us or, you know, be a part of us here whenever you can. We love having you with us. So if you lift up your communion elements, let's say, Father, we thank you for this time to receive communion together with you. We bless and sanctify these communion elements. We thank you for them in Jesus' name. Amen. And now I'm going to share the screen again, and I will put up our communion prayers. Like I said, first we'll pray over the bread and receive it, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive it together. And you may pray this out loud in your own home. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these communion elements today. This bread representing your broken body, representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And now here's the prayer. Pray this out loud. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken, now in Jesus' name, amen. And let's receive the bread together. We thank you again, Jesus, for everything you suffered to save us. And now let's pray this over the juice. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. And here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. And now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And now let's receive the juice together. We thank you, Lord, for your cleansing and healing blood in every part of our very being. In Jesus' name. And there we have it. I have to show you guys. This is our old cat, Roman. I know every once in a while Ripley gets camera time, but Roman gets camera time too because he just turned 20. I was just telling everybody, I don't know, a week or so ago on the morning prayer program, we don't usually have a huge celebration for Roman's birthday, but we figure, 20 is a milestone birthday. So there you get your camera time. This is the cat that you frequently hear yowling in the background where he's trying to locate us. And especially now because we were gone for a couple of days, he gets irritated. Pastor and I, when we realized he was going to be turning 20, we were like, what do you do for a 20-year-old cat for their birthday? And especially since he likes very few treats at all. But I did actually manage to find some of these little breakaway they look like candy bars. They're made by Friskies. Anyways, we found some of those. And then we decided, because he likes to lay out on the deck and bake himself in the summertime, and now that we're inside and the furnace or the heater is going, he's hugging the furnace. Do you want down? He's hugging the heater all the time. So we thought, you know what, maybe we should just buy him a heating pad and then he'd have steady heat all the time. So we bought him a heating pad, and apparently that is the best gift you can ever buy an old cat in the world, because he, for the first week, he hardly ever got off of the thing. He would get on long enough to find out where we're at, go to the bathroom, get something to eat and drink, and then he'd go back, and he just would roll around on this heating pad all day long. He just loves it. So if you have an old cat, that's a perfect gift to get them. So there was Roman. And now where were we? Tracy says hello. Okay, so since Phyllis is not here tonight to read our verses, I do want to read the Ephesians prayer over us. And also, I want to pull up, because we usually in the morning prayer program, where am I at? Ephesians. We pray before, as we finish, Psalm 91 and Psalm 23. So I would like us to pray those. I'll pull them up and we can read them on the screen together. It's very, very powerful, those prayers. And we need to have them so ingrained and emboldened within us in these days with things going on, so that we always remember we're safe in our God. Here we go. Ephesians 1, starting at verse 17. I pray that the Lord, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, that's us, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Amen, amen. I'm so happy to have you all with us and have us all studying this program together. It's just an amazing program that's so vitally important to us, because, well, like Jesus said, it is impossible that offenses will not come. Something we're going to be faced with regularly. I've been working on my slide presentation here for the morning program, and all of my numbers have changed. However, there we did find Psalm 23. Okay, have that up on the screen. Let's pray this together. Declare this boldly over yourself. Whoops, here we go. Lord, you are my shepherd. I shall not want. You make me to lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside the still waters. You restore my soul. You lead me in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen and hallelujah. We will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And here we go, Psalm 91. This is from the Jerusalem Doubleday Bible. Since you live in the shelter of Elyon and make your home in the shadow of Shaddai, you can say to Yahweh, my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. He rescues you from the snares of fowlers hoping to destroy you. He covers you with his feathers and you find shelter underneath his wings. You need not fear the terrors of night, the arrow that flies in the daytime, the plague that stalks in the dark, the scourge that wreaks havoc in broad daylight. Though 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, you yourself shall remain unscathed with his faithfulness for shield and buckler. You have only to look around to see how the wicked are repaid. You who can say Yahweh my refuge and make Elyon your fortress, no disaster can overtake you. No plague come near your tent. He will put you in his angel's charge to guard you wherever you go. They will support you on their hands so you don't hurt your foot against a stone. You'll tread on lion and adder and trample on savage lions and dragons. I rescue all who cling to me. God said this. I rescue all who cling to me. I protect whoever knows my name. I answer everyone who invokes me. I am with them when they are in trouble. I bring them safety and honor. I give them life long and full, and I show them how I can save. Thank you, Father. What a glorious God we have. Well, thank you all so much for being here. Braden, if you're still awake, hi, I love you, buddy. He must have gone to bed. I saw him pop in for a little bit on his mom's phone. All right, everyone, have a wonderful rest of your evening. God bless your sleep. And we pray God protects your mind from anything that is not of him while you sleep, that he gives you dreams and visions of the night and answers that you seek. Thank you for being here. We will be here tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for our prayer program. We hope you can join us. And then back again tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern for more Bible study. Probably dealing with more discussion on offense since we just finished this series. And like I said, we may watch Dr. Barclay's program too, or Pastor might decide to do that, you know, in a couple of days. I'm not sure, but it kind of fits in with what we've been doing. So anyways, we love you. And God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Have a great evening. Mm-hmm.